Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have with us Brian Hoare, Executive Chairman of Great Western Mining, which is an exploration and development company listed on AIM. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Rob. Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. Do you think for our listeners who aren't familiar with your company that you can give us a brief overview of the area you work in and your acreage position?
Yes, sure. We're based in the Walker Lane Gold and Silver Trend in the American state of Nevada, in a county called Mineral County, which is very aptly named because it has minerals jumping out all over the place. We're a small company, but we are not small in terms of what we have in acreage. We have about 60 square kilometers plus or minus of very good claims and prospects, which we've done a lot of work on. The company initially started before my time, looking for gold and silver on some old gold and silver mine workings. It then moved to copper, saw the potential of a large copper discovery, and spent several years actually going after copper, which is actually quite hard work for a small company. And we got to a point about two and a half years ago when we decided that really we should park the copper, not get rid of it completely, but just not concentrate on it because we were just too small to be doing very much with it, and it was too long term, and actually go after our gold and silver claims. And we have a number of those. We have one particular group called the Mineral Jackpot Group of Claims, which is five mountainous old gold and silver mines, which we've been working this year. We have another area called Rock House, which we discovered all on our own through satellite imagery, where we've done some quite successful drilling. And in 2021, we acquired an option to purchase a property called Olympic Gold, which has an old gold mine on it. And we've done a lot of work on that too. So we have lots of prospects. We almost have an embarrassment of choice to work on. But I think the exciting thing about the company is the acreage, really. And we're small. We're not a complicated company, and we're just working around this acreage, and we have no immediate plans to go anywhere else because we're very happy with the area we're in.
Yeah, plenty to work with, I guess. So I think for my second question, I was going to ask you about being busy over the last 2 years with drilling. It's showing. Is it fair to say it's showing rewarding results?
Yes, it is. Of course, we don't want to hide behind COVID, but we had the same COVID problems as everyone else, particularly traveling to the US, which was very difficult. We did manage to get a team there in 2021. Not easy at all, quarantining in different countries and so forth. And we were able to drill up four prospects last year. And we got some interesting results on, but they were all interesting. We didn't have any duds at all, but we particularly got some good results on a prospect at the Olympic Gold project called Trafalgar Hill, where we got some very nice intercepts, some quite good grades. And we also got some similarly good grades at the Rockhouse Group in an area called the Southern Alteration Zone, which we've been back to this year. So in 2021, that was our beginning of our drilling for gold and silver. Then in 2022, we followed that up with a further drilling on both those two prospects and another prospect on the Olympic Gold project around what is called the Omco mine area, which was a productive mine. And we've also been and drilled the original claims, which I mentioned earlier, Mineral Jackpot, which are up a steep mountain path. We first of all had to upgrade a road, which we successfully did earlier in the year, 14 kilometer mountain road. We turned it from a mule track to a drivable road, got a rig up there, and we've just finished drilling up there now, the first ever drilling done on these gold mines. And these were mines that were mined by hand through adits in the early 1900s, and we've actually drilled them for the first time, and we're waiting on results.
Oh, exciting. You recently had an RNS giving an operations update covering Mineral County. Can you talk a bit more about the secondary recovery of gold and silver in mining waste, just to explain what that entails?
Yes, sure. Now, this is something we've been working on for a couple of years. When you're in an area which has been extensively mined before, you obviously inherit claims which you can drill, but you also inherit an awful lot of mining waste material which lends itself to secondary recovery. And back in 2020, we tried to figure out how we could do this, and we thought, well, let's at least prove the concept. And we we told our shareholders we'd produce a Dory bar of gold and silver by the end of 2020, and we were determined to do that. And we actually had the guys in the States working over Christmas on the 31st of December 2020. They actually poured a small Dory bar. It's nothing huge, but it proved the concept that we could recover gold and silver from spoil heaps at a high mountain altitude. Since then, we've looked at all sorts of options, and the more we look at how we could process gold and silver, the more feasible it seems. And the whole concept has now expanded, because we find that on the Olympic Gold Project, which we acquired in 2021, we find we have about 20,000 tons of tailings. We find we have a stockpile of mined material which has never been processed, been sitting there for about 80 years, and we keep finding more and more of these spoil heaps of mining waste. So what we've done is we've tried to work out the optimum way of achieving value from this, and what we've ended up doing is forming a joint venture with a local contractor who owns land and owns an old mill site and is a very active person. This is an outfit that we've worked with very closely for a number of years. And so we formed a joint venture with them to create a mill. And we're in the middle of putting that all together, putting together the applications, the permits actually for cyanide leaching and so forth, which are fairly extensive. It's on private land, so it doesn't require any federal consents. But of course, the state of Nevada has to be happy with it. And I keep being asked to give timing on this, and I keep having to say soon. But we actually have people on the ground now working away on this, putting together the plans for a mill, and we shall submit the plans. We'd like to submit them in September, and then our plans will be in the hands of the state of Nevada. But the construction will not be very long. And what we will then aim to have is a mill which can process tailings, spoil heaps, stockpiles, and which also not only would process our material, but material from neighboring companies, because there is no similar mill facility in the area. So it's quite exciting, and this would give us early revenues. The key thing about this for Great Western is that we've never had any revenues in the company. We're totally dependent on shareholders' funds, and we believe quite strongly that shareholders' funds should be going into the ground and not paying to maintain a small public company. So as a first stage, if we can cover our overhead and our general cash burn with this process, that will be a great plus and make us rather unusual as a very small company. But as a second stage, we hope this will blossom into something quite large and enable us to process shallow veined mined new material as well as mining waste and so forth. So it's a big venture. It's taken a long time to put together, but these things tend to do that, tend to get a life of their own, but it's coming along.
Okay, and I'm sure the investors will be pleased with that approach. Like you say, it's a bit unique from other companies' name. Final question then is, what can investors look forward to for the rest of the year? What announcements do you expect?
Well, we're now waiting on all the drilling we've done on all the four prospects. We've drilled 24 holes altogether. We're waiting on two different labs for results. We expect them very soon now. The labs tend to work to their own timetable. The labs are very busy in the area at the moment, so we get our drilling done on time and on budget, and then we have to wait quite a long time for results. So over the next few weeks, we expect to be announcing results on our drilling at Rockhouse, Trafalgar Hill, the Omco mine area, and the Mineral Jackpot areas. It's four separate areas. We just don't know what's going to come out of those, but that will become clear quite soon. So there's going to be some news flow over those over the next few weeks. I mean, my guess is some will be good and some won't. So, but I think what shareholders will see from that is that these results, and unless they're all bad or all good, which is unlikely, then we'll be able to focus on where we go next on drilling. So we'll be able to plan and narrow down where we're going to drill and hopefully develop some mining activity. So that's the first thing shareholders are going to see over the next few weeks, and that will evolve sort of over the rest of the year. The other thing we hope to see is some good progress on constructing this mill, and we hope to get some test material into the mill. Well, I'm not going to put a date on that because I've been asked that many times, and I've said many times what I think it'll be, but it's nearly always wrong. But anyway, we'll be keeping shareholders pretty informed pretty regularly on that as the year evolves. So we've got ready. It's basically the mill and the results, and then where we go next with the results, which is the important thing.
Great. Hopefully you won't have to have people working up until the 31st of December as well for some of that news. Great talking to you. We look forward to speaking again in the future when you've got more news to announce.
Good. Rob, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.